Now that January has dawned, the frigid weather the region has avoided so far this winter has finally arrived. It's cold out. And it's not only people that get cold in winter, our furry friends feel the frigid weather just like we do, so it's important to keep that in mind when venturing out. Remember, if you find it too cold, your pet will likely find it too cold, too. Thankfully, the Ontario SPCA and Humane Society offers tips on recognizing when your pet is getting cold and protecting them from the elements when heading out to walk or to play. When the temperature drops below freezing, animals should not be left outside for extended periods, the society states on its website. Cats, short-coated dogs and puppies are particularly vulnerable in cold temperatures. Senior animals, underweight animals or those battling underlying medical conditions can also be very vulnerable. Keep felines indoors when things get cold, and protect your dogs from hypothermia or frostbite by only going outside for short periods during frigid weather. Short-coated dogs and puppies could benefit from a doggy weather, too, for added protection from the elements. While the signs of being cold are pretty universal, shivering, shaking, hunching and tucking their tail, other signals your furry friend isn't enjoying cold outside time include whining or barking, change in behavior, showing anxiety, reluctance to keep walking or tries to turn around, seeks places to shelter, lifts paw off the ground. Addressing these issues will resolve themselves by going inside. Hypothermia is a serious condition that requires veterinary support. If you see these symptoms, OSPCA recommends you wrap the animal in a blanket or coat, get inside out of the cold and seek veterinary support. Frostbite can take several days to develop, often presents on the extremities, ears, legs, paws, tail. Pale, cold skin that can be painful to touch may develop redness, swelling and blisters of exposed skin. Skin may turn black. Hypothermia can range from mild to severe, prolonged shivering, weakness, muscle stiffness, difficulty walking, pale gums, confusion, slow, shallow breathing, loss of consciousness. Though it's important to pay attention to these things, you shouldn't wait to see the first signs of discomfort to call your walk or playtime quits, OSPCA says on its website. While maintaining your dog's exercise requirements during the winter is important, when conditions are especially cold, it's a good idea to cut your walk short and supplement your animal's exercise with some indoor activities and enrichment. Animals and Pets is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.